Before I reflect with you on today's scripture readings, there are two things that I would like to mention to you. And the first is that I will be away next weekend. And in my absence, Father Tom Carroll, a missionary priest, will be here to celebrate our three weekend liturgies. As you know, each year the diocese sends a missionary priest to each of our parishes. And this year, Father Tom Carroll has been assigned to Sacred Heart. Father Carroll is an American priest who belongs to a religious community known as the Order of Pious Schools, or the Piarists. The Piarists were founded 400 years ago in Rome, and in addition to taking the traditional vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, Piarists take a fourth vow: to offer Catholic education for the poor. The Piarists operate 200 schools in 32 countries of the world, including the United States. And next week, Father Carroll will tell you more about the work of his missionary society. And our parish will take up a special collection after communion to aid the work of his religious community. And so I invite you to welcome him to our parish in the name of Christ. And I also invite you to be generous in donating to his missionary work. Secondly, as for where I will be next weekend, on Tuesday, I will be leaving for Medjugorje for my third pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady there. I first visited Medjugorje in 1989 and in 1990. And before I even went there, I had come to believe that Mary, the Mother of God, was appearing to six young visionaries who lived in that village. The apparitions of our Blessed Mother began on the 24th of June, 1981. And so this year marks the 40th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions. And throughout the years, Our Lady's message has been quite consistent. She speaks about five stones, five spiritual weapons that will win souls for Jesus Christ, namely our own souls and those of others too. These five stones are, first of all, prayer, the prayer of the heart, and especially the daily recitation of the Holy Rosary. Secondly, fasting and other forms of penance that discipline our bodies and strengthen our wills so that we can obey God's commands. Thirdly, the daily reading of Scripture, the Word of God, which nourishes us spiritually and trains us for righteousness. Fourthly, the regular and even monthly confession of our sins. And finally, centering our hearts on her Son, Jesus Christ, above all through the reverent celebration of the Holy Eucharist. As I mentioned, this is my third visit to Medjugorje, but it's the first time I've been there in 31 years. When I went the first time, I traveled with a large group of pilgrims, including my own parents, but this time I'll be going with just three good friends who were very influential in my going there the first time, namely Pete and Carol Dazio and their son Warren Dazio. We'll be staying at the home of one of the visionaries, Maria Pavlovich Lunetti. And I promise you that while I'm there, I will pray for you and for your intentions. And I also ask that you pray for me as well. I will be in Medjugorje for 1 week, and I'll be back here on July 28th. And I will have more to say about Medjugorje on the weekend after next. In the Gospel today, St. Mark tells us that after our Lord sent his 12 apostles out on their first missionary journey, he welcomed them back by saying to them, "Come away with me to a deserted place." and rest a while. When you make a retreat or go away on a pilgrimage, or when you simply find a quiet time and place in your own home for solitary prayer, you're responding to this invitation of our Lord by going away with Him to a deserted place to spend time in His presence. You know, I'm often struck by the number of people who tell me that they make it a point to get up early each morning before anyone else in the house is up in order to go to their designated prayer corner to spend quiet time with our Lord at the beginning of the day. As a priest, I'm privileged each morning to offer Mass and hear confessions for people who come to our weekday Masses looking to find that quiet place for prayer and to be with our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. In the three parishes that I pastored before coming to Sacred Heart, I was also privileged to have a perpetual adoration chapel in each of those parishes, a quiet, sacred place where people could come and spend a weekly committed hour of silent adoration before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And of course, spending time with Jesus in prayer is what we're doing right now. We've come together in this church as we do each Saturday or Sunday to worship our Lord in the supreme form of prayer, in the sacrifice of the Mass. And so our Lord gives us many opportunities to be with Him throughout the week. And if we take advantage of those opportunities and make prayer a daily habit in our lives, God rewards us with His love. For the fruit of prayer is indeed the love of God. Notice that in today's Gospel, St. Mark also says that when the crowds found out where Jesus had gone, they followed Him into the wilderness. And when our Lord saw the crowd, His heart was moved with pity, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and so He began to teach them. When you think about it, this is what our Lord is doing for us right now. He has given us His Word, the Word of God, in our scripture readings. And now He invites us to reflect upon this Word so that we can be spiritually fed. One of the things which Our Lady has said at Medjugorje is that many of her son's followers neglect to read and reflect upon the scriptures each day. For too many people, the Bible is a neglected book that sits on a shelf in their homes collecting dust, and as a result, they aren't being spiritually nourished and fed. Saint Jerome once said, "To be ignorant of Scripture is to be ignorant of Christ." And so for today, I will leave you with this challenge. If your own Bible has been collecting dust, and if you aren't reading and studying the Word of God on a daily basis, I invite you to open your Bible up and spend quiet time with the Lord by reading and reflecting upon His living Word. Many people that I know, even if they're not able to come to daily Mass, subscribe to a little journal called Magnificat. Magnificat is a monthly journal which has morning and evening prayer for each day and also the Mass readings for each day along with a brief reflection. And so it helps them to punctuate their day with prayer and center their hearts on God's Word. You can subscribe to Magnificat either digitally or in print. In recent weeks, many parishioners and friends have also mentioned to me that they're making use of a new internet app entitled The Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. This is an internet app that literally walks you through the Bible in 365 days. All you have to do is listen with an attentive heart. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, St. Paul says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." May God bless you. Please pray for me, and I will pray for you. And I'll see you in 2 weeks.